He was looking for something to put his mark on, and he seized on this little Mac, and Steve got the vision that we were going to sell a million of these.
Instead of calling the monitor a monitor, we called it a desktop. Not a screen, a desktop. Why? Everybody knows what a desktop is. Little icons on the Macintosh would represent a paint bucket. Everybody knows what a paint bucket does. One that looks like an eraser. Click on it and you'll be erasing. All these things that kind of remove the technology.
The development of the Mac is surrounded by corporate intrigue. Yes, Jobs is brilliant, but he's also notoriously difficult. The board wants more of a grown-up to keep their young visionary in check.
They were not going to trust their investment to a hippie like Steve Jobs. So from early on, the money men brought in older, experienced executives to actually run the business of Apple Computer.
Jobs himself recruits John Sculley, former president of PepsiCo, to become the new CEO. They get along well, at first. But Sculley wants to market the Mac to corporate America, taking on IBM, while Jobs sees the Mac as a consumer product and believes it will define Apple's future. He works his A-team maniacally,